Hi.
Hi, everyone. It's time to get freaky. I'm Leah.
I'm Limina, and welcome to The Frequency.
Yay. Well, you know, this is our first time ever doing this podcast together.
Ever. I know. So, wow, that's crazy.
Everybody legally has to be very, very nice to my new co-host, Limina.
Yes.
Be very sweet to her.
If you guys are not familiar, or if you are meeting me for the very first time, since it is my very first time on this podcast, my name is Limina Alteri. You can call me Limina. You can call me Mina, whichever you prefer. My Tamagotchi is yelling at me. Sorry if it's loud. my motherly duties await. What can I say?
This is the only way we're going to experience motherhood.
It's the only way, to be honest. Yeah. But yeah, that's who I am. Hello. I am actually soon to be Leah's kohai, actually.
That's true. I feel like it would be weird to call you my kohai, though.
I also think it will be weird to call almost everyone English, anyone English starts my senpai. I think there's like maybe three people I'd be comfortable saying senpai to.
Which ones?
Probably like Nova. I think Nova and I are pretty similar, but I would say that we've been around for a similar amount of time, but I would... Like, if you were like, you have to call these people senpai, I think she would be one of the few people that I wouldn't feel as uncomfortable with doing that with.
That's wild, because she won't even call me senpai.
No, I mean, I definitely will only call her senpai to make her uncomfortable, but...
Based and real.
But if we're talking about, like, my own comfort level in terms of, like, ooh, that's kind of weird. Like, me calling... Like Mochi or Arisa senpai feels
wrong.
Weird.
Because they're so young. You know?
They are baby. Like, it feels very strange to me. So that's like, oh, I feel uncomfortable. Even though Nova is much younger than I am, I think in terms of like us having been around, like, I feel like she is my peer, and, you know, she is very knowledgeable. Not to say that other people aren't knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't have to defend myself, but you know what I'm trying to say. So yeah, Nova would be one. I think the other one that I would feel comfortable with senpai calling is maybe Sunny was the one came to mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sunny feels like a senpai, and I feel like
she does
been...
kind of feel like a senpai.
Yeah. She's really good at like taking care of everybody too. Like she was one of the first people to just message me like randomly. When I joined, and I was like, whoa, I was really surprised about that. And she definitely has, like, she's been around for a really long time in the, like, content creator space. Yeah. So
yeah. I used to watch her in college.
What, really? That's so funny.
I used to watch her videos. It's, like, so, like, surreal to, like, work
with
her.
I mean, I will say that to set the record, I am the oldest talent in Glyphs.
Okay, only by, like, a little bit.
Yeah, but generally, I am the oldest talent in Glitchstar. So I know some people are saying like, oh, it's because of like age. Like, it's I think there's some of it is age, and some of it is just like how long you've been around in the content creator space, and you can feel like a senpai, right? It's kind of not really age based. It's more like almost like seniority in a certain way.
Yeah. But then, who's the last one that you would call senpai?
Sorry, Leah, it's definitely not you.
If
that's what you were waiting for, I don't know if that's what you were hoping.
I carried this company on my back through the first 6 months until Mamie got here.
No, I believe that. I believe that. I do. But, you know, I think it's kind of like, I think, like, you and Mila.
You're just going to say Mogu. You're going to say Mogu because Mogu, Nova, and Sunny have the most viewers.
No, you know, actually, Mogu to me feels not super senpai-y. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why. But I mean, if I had to call her senpai, I guess I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. It's like kind of like a Nova thing. I think Sunny's the only one that I'm like very like, oh, she feels like a senpai, you know, just
out
the gate.
Yeah, she knows a lot about like
Like she just feels like like, oh yeah, senpai.
Yeah.
I want to call Emery my senpai, even though I don't really know if that's like a feeling thing or if just that's just like a, you know, like when you want to call someone mommy.
I think you just
want
to call like a wife, like a housewife, somebody else's wife, senpai.
Yeah, yeah. Something about that. It just tickles my fancy a little bit. So
I'm not going to lie. Like, same. Like, mood.
I just want every her time, to be my senpai.
Yeah, I feel like every time I walk into an Emery stream, I feel like I'm coveting somebody else's wife, and it's exhilarating.
Surely that you know? Is a majority of her fans.
That's got to be normal. No, it's got to like be. Her fans want like husbando, I think that's what she said.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they're just saying that.
Hmm.
No, you
that's
know,
true. And what they really well, the thrill would not be there without husbando, right?
True, exactly, exactly, exactly. He can't be out of the picture. The third person, ironically, that I would be would call senpai on, ironically, is actually Duel Logs.
What the fuck?
He's the CEO, but I don't. To me, he feels like senpai. You know what I mean? He doesn't feel like CEO. He feels like senpai. Duel Log senpai.
I think that he gets his rights revoked every time he tries to say that he's CEO daddy, because that's not. I think that we should kill him.
Definitely not calling him that. I don't know.
I think that we should kill him. I think that we should figure out a new way. Like, I think that we should get into the labs of the Raid. You know, Raid, what is it? It's like pesticide.
Oh, he does love Raid Shadow Legends. It's like, it's one and the same. The thing that loves him the most will kill him.
Oh my god, wait. You're
so poetic.
You're right. I never thought about it like that.
The one thing that he loves the most.
The Raid Shadow Legends is destroying him. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, very disappointing that nobody wants to call me senpai, despite me being such a senpai to,
like
so many girls.
I'm sure that the Outbreak girls... Don't they call you senpai? I feel like you must feel very senpai to them. No?
Mochi and Arisa call me senpai, yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like there's that
they're
that
like
vibe
little
there.
Babies.
Yeah, they're like little kids.
Yeah. I you know, like in like Rugrats.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm Angelica.
Oh,
and
me
then...
too. Always.
Not everybody else. Everybody else.
No,
is
no. You know
the,
what? You know what I feel.
The babies.
I feel like fucking Tommy's dad, like crashing out.
Oh my god, mood. Like,
5 o'clock shadow, always on the verge of like crashing
unemployed.
Out. Unemployed. Mm-hmm. Needing another cup of coffee. Just being tired as fuck. That's actually what I feel. If we're tagging ourselves in Rugrats, I'm Tommy's dad.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't he like an inventor or something too?
I have no idea. I don't know the Rugrats lore. I'm not going to lie. I don't remember shit
yeah,
about the Rugrats.
I remember like the Reptar Mobile or something.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, did he
I
make
don't know
that?
If he made that or not. I feel like he made it, right?
Oh,
like,
shit.
It was pretty intense. Yeah, he yeah. like, he was like an inventor or something.
Oh, he was like a toy
he's
maker.
He's super relatable.
Oh.
He's kind of like the quintessential engineer.
Hmm.
Depressed.
Mm-hmm. Depressed.
A man.
Yeah. Depressed.
Mm-hmm. Depressed. Mostly depressed. They've come a long way with antidepressants in the past like 20 years.
You know, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Thanks God for antidepressants.
You know that this month is actually it's Men's Mental Health Month.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pour one
so
out
if you
for
guys
Tommy's
need
dad.
Antidepressants, yeah. Pour one out for Stew Pickles.
Still pour one out for Stew Pickles.
I stand with Stew. I'm standing with him.
I hope he's not. I hope he's not standing.
Wait, why would he be standing? Wait, why wouldn't he be standing?
You know.
I don't know what you're
you
talking
don't know.
About. No,
it's
what
okay.
are you talking about?
It's okay. I was
is
talking
this some
about
sex thing I don't know.
No, I was trying to make a sexual innuendo in regards to his pee-pee, but that's okay.
Sometimes you make me feel like a virgin. Which I am a virgin actually, so Don't laugh so hard.
What? You did what?
What do you mean?
Wait, what did I miss? What you said?
Oh, I said sometimes you make me feel like a virgin.
No, what do you
Which
say?
Which I am
that?
A virgin. Which I am.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
All VTubers are.
That's true.
We're anime girls. This, you know, wow. This just comes with the job.
The hymen is still intact. Wait, hold on. I lost. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're good. It might be me. My internet has been a little bit weird.
No, that was 100% me.
Oh, why did you get a phone call or something? Like,
no, I got a phone call. My dial up freaked out. You ever have that situation where you were playing StarCraft Brood War and your mom picked up the phone and all of a sudden your dial-up went away and you lost your ranked battle?
So,
and...
so real. So mm-hmm. real. Dial-up was the devil, man.
Did you ever play StarCraft?
I did, but I actually played StarCraft really late. I started with StarCraft 2. And
me too.
And I actually, because StarCraft 1 really intimidated me. Like, as a Korean, it's like, you have these expectations set for you with StarCraft. People look at you different, you know? They're like, you're Korean. You must be good at StarCraft. I don't want to bring dishonor to my heritage. You know what I mean? So I couldn't, I can suck at it. So I didn't play. I couldn't not only be a girl and be Korean and suck at StarCraft. Like, that was just... that was too much dishonor. I couldn't be both. So I skipped StarCraft. And I played a lot of Heroes of New Earth in my day.
What the hell is Heroes of New Earth?
That's how you know I'm old. That's what we had.
Are you talking about Dota?
No, it was between Dota and Dota 2. So we used to play Dota Yeah, we played original Dota a little bit, but actually what was popular in my high school was Heroes of New Earth, and it was basically like pre-League of Legends. It was
sometimes very... I forget that you are older than me.
It's basically League of Legends. Like, there was lanes, and there was a river, and there was like a werewolf guy, and...
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It was really, really, really similar. But it came before, and then League of Legends came out when I was in college. So, yeah.
Wow. I shouldn't be so surprised by that. Yeah. I know how old you are. So, like, I should have just aligned those timelines. But for some reason, in my mind, League of Legends came out at the same time in everybody's lives.
No. I think that's a fair assumption. It's kind of like how Minecraft also didn't come out until I was in college. So, like, it's weird because those things completely evaded me. I was too busy watching every single anime that aired every season during college to...
Oh,
that was my thing in college. I literally would... This is my fun fact is I would go on IRC and every season of anime... hear me out.
I'm sorry. That should not be so funny.
I haven't even gotten to the crux of my story yet.
On IRC. That's lost on IRC. I'm sorry. I'll let you continue.
Yeah, no,
Grandma,
I would. Oh god, IRC, and my hobby was I would literally download. Like, there was this one channel I was in, and they let you download, like, it was like a packet download where you could download every single first episode from that season. So,
wow.
I would do that, and I would literally watch every single first episode and then go from there to decide what I would continue watching in the future. And funny story, one of the stories I like to tell is during that packet download, one time I downloaded that packet and in there was this random ass music video, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was a bunch of idols, and I was like, oh my god, I love idols, like, what is this?
Oh my gosh.
It was actually the original Love Live videos before it was an anime and before it was a game. And
oh my gosh,
I know, it's really weird. And so I became obsessed with Love Live before I even knew what their names were, and this is back when Nico was actually originally a first year And I think Kotori was a third year. You can tell by like their little ribbon colors, right? So like during that thing, and they all the voice actresses were really bad because it was their first thing ever.
Yeah.
And they were using idols. And they also weren't using like the correct voices yet because they hadn't settled on their like official voices. It's just a really weird, it's a weird artifact. Anyway, so every season when I downloaded that packet of IRC, I was really excited to see the love life because it was seasonal. So like in the winter is when Snow Halation came out. And then, you know, so it was just like these random, that's how I found out about Love Live. Really random back in the IRC days. Anyway.
Who's your favorite Love Live girl?
Back then it was Maki.
Oh, back then.
Yeah, well, because there's so many now. I haven't really kept up with all of them, but I would say like from the original cast, yeah.
Yeah, if all that matters is the original cast, then is it still Maki?
Yeah. I would say so.
I love Maki.
She's so good. Honestly,
she's so good.
You give me Maki vibes.
Really? I used to cosplay Maki.
I could see it. Oh, do you guys know that? You know the reason why Lee and I are virgins? It's because we like Toho.
That's true. That's why we're virgins. We bonded over this.
Toho, like, even if you're not a virgin, if you like Toho, your hymen starts like reforming. Like that's
regenerates.
What Toho, yeah, it's it regenerates crazy. if you like Toho. That's what happens when you like Toho. But yeah, no.
Do you think you can regrow your hymen like the way? Okay, other than Toho, if you don't involve Toho, do you think you can regrow your hymen the way that like guys try to regrow their foreskin?
Oh, their foreskin. Sure,
yeah, you seem like the
if you
foreskin
can regrow your
guys,
foreskin,
right?
Surely you can regrow your hymen. Like, then surely.
I guess that's like if any of it is left, right?
Yeah. Surely there's a way. I don't. If there's a will, there's a way. Can't you surgically do that?
Put a hymen back in? I think so.
Like
there was
they
a girl
can, like,
who like got a new hymen or something, and then she sold her virginity for like $1 million or something, which honestly, girl bossing.
That's crazy. No, I haven't heard of that one. I've heard of people who were like victims of sexual assault that like had tried to get that back as like a you know, it's like a symbolic thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So I've heard of people who like attempted procedures, but I wasn't sure if it actually like was a thing.
If it worked, yeah.
Or like what it actually even entails, you know, to do that sort of surgical procedure, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Leah saw a photo of me when I was 18.
She was so cute, guys. She was so cute.
Leah saw a photo of me cosplaying when I was 18. It was pretty crazy, you know?
I think I sent you one of me also at 18.
We were so young and full
of
energy
back
then.
Full of, oh my God, our eyes had so much life in them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This was a really long time ago. It was crazy.
Yeah. Wait, who is your favorite Toho though?
I had quite a few, but actually my number one favorite Toho was Sanae, which is really fucking random. But I have a thing for green haired
women. Wait,
that's
so funny, like today because of the meme. Which is
today?
Like, yeah. Have you seen the Sanae? Okay. Well, no. Like this day and age, it's so funny of the Sanae meme where she's like, you know.
I don't think I've seen this.
What do you mean? What do you mean StarCraft 2 is old?
Oh, yeah. No, I have seen that one because people like to meme me in that one. But yes. No, I love Sanae. She was my favorite. Weirdly, even though she was my favorite, I've never cosplayed her. But I have this weird. Okay, do you have this where I have a really hard time cosplaying my favorite characters because
you want to do it perfect.
Yeah, and
also
I get like
you want it to be perfect.
I get like weird. It's not quite body dysmorphia, but I do get like a weird thing when it's my favorite where I feel really like normally if I cosplay any character, I'm like, oh yay, I look really cute. I'm wearing cosplay. Mm-hmm, how fun! Mm-hmm. But then if it's my favorite character, it's always like I'm not good enough. Like I will never be
this
her.
This is serious business.
It's serious.
This is not fun
anymore. This is real. And I never cosplay like my number one favorites ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually I cosplay like my second or third favorites where there's less stakes.
The pressure is less intense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stakes are much lower.
No, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Yes. Anyway, speaking of dressing up, I guess.
Okay. Speaking of, dressing up is, I guess, the right word for this. I don't know, actually, though. Okay, so Limina has had this topic in her head ever since I suggested she should join the podcast.
Actually, and I only found out about this thing like a couple weeks ago, too.
Okay, so it's like the same thing as when I said that you should join a podcast. But
you're right. Right, absolutely. You're right. You're so right.
So Limina, what is a cunt boy? You've been like teasing this for,
yes,
like 3 weeks. I have not Googled anything. I don't know what this is. It was a struggle to make the thumbnail for this. So you have to tell me.
Okay. So I also didn't know what a cunt boy was 3 weeks ago. And then my former manager, I think I can say that because it's not, it's my manager, my personal former manager, whatever that means. She is really degenerate, but my former manager is more like Fujoshi. And as you know, I'm not really on the Fujoshi side. Like, I don't read a ton of BL. I think the most BL that I read is femboy stuff because that tends to be BL. But outside of femboy stuff, I really don't read a ton of BL. But my former manager was, she's Fujo, but more than her friends are like crazy, like degenerate, and they're great, they're awesome. So sometimes they would watch my content and stuff and be like, oh my god, Limina needs to like check this out because it's funny, and they'll be like, oh, you want degenerate, here, I'll give you degenerate. And then they were like, so I was like, oh, like, you know, I'm gonna be so sad you can't recommend me, because she's no longer a manager. Like, oh, you can't recommend me like cool series anymore. And she was like, oh, do you like cunt boys? And I was like, what?
What is a cunt boy?
I was like, what? What is, huh?
What does that mean?
What is that? What do you mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
And what do you mean, cunt boy?
She was like, oh, you don't know what they are. I was like, no, I don't. Apparently it's really common in like the more Fujoshi space, or like in the fan fiction spaces where it's the most common, apparently. Basically, you know how a futa is a woman with male parts, a cunt boy is like a reverse futa. So it is a male with women parts.
Oh, does he still have a penis?
It depends. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Oh, so is it different from just like Omegaverse?
Well, yeah, because Omegaverse, at least most of the Omegaverse I've seen, is like they
put it in the butt.
They put it in the butt. Yeah.
But they have to give birth somehow.
They just do it through the butt.
No. Because, okay, there's multiple ways they do this.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes there's like a hoo-ha the entire time. Sometimes they poop it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes the hoo-ha spontaneously generates after they get pregnant so they can give birth through it.
Does it generate between the pee-pee and the poo-poo hole?
It's in the perineum, I think.
Yeah. So actually, that's kind of what the cunt boy stuff is. So it is similar. So sometimes the cunt boys, they don't have a dick, but they do have a vagina, and then they have balls. So sometimes that happens. Sometimes they have a dick, vagina, and balls. Sometimes they just have the vagina and the butthole. So it just like really depends.
Greedy.
Yeah, you're gonna have all of the above. You can choose all of the above. It's like a checkbox, you know.
But like, okay, a what square is the checkbox. Appeal? What's the appeal there?
I guess it's the same thing as Futanari's, I think, where it's like they want, like a female reproductive organs, like penetrative sex, but they don't want to see other women. Is one of the appeals, I think. And then I think there's like a subsection of people who like femboys because so the type of femboys that I like are like the twinkie femboys. Like, I want my femboys to be indistinguishable from a woman. Like, I don't want them to look like a man. I want them to look like a woman who just happens to have small breasts and a penis.
Okay.
But I think there are a subsection of women who like femboys that are not... they're femboys, but they're not, like, feminine, if that makes sense. Like, they're not hyper-feminine.
That does not make any sense.
Like...
okay.
Like a buff guy in a dress. Like
Yeah. Like Lady Baby or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like that. Or like, oh, like a buff guy in hot beard? Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think there's like there's a spectrum of, you know, types of femboys and types of things people like. So I think that this appeals more to those people usually, is my guess.
Okay.
I mean, it's like the same thing as like why does Limina like femboys more than Futas? Like, I don't know. That's kind of hard for me to explain.
Wait, you like femboys more than Futas? I thought you like, okay.
I'm like, if I had to pick, I think there's actually a pretty big gap between femboys and Futas in terms of like tiering for me. Like femboys is much, much, much higher on the tier for me than Futas. Even though like in essence, they really are similar.
Okay.
But I think it's a little bit of a mental thing.
No, it's different.
It is
right?
different. But like, I think that's kind of what those girls feel as well.
Okay. Happy Pride, by the way.
Happy Pride, yeah. Yeah.
So, they just, like, do it, like, normal with the cunt boy?
Yeah. Or sometimes the example that I was unfortunately shown an example which I didn't link to you because it was really, really explicit. But the example that I saw was actually the cunt boy was taking it in the butt and the vagina was in like full view.
What's the point of the cunt boy then?
I think it's more of like a, I think again, it's kind of similar to why I like femboys. I think it's like a mental thing.
Oh.
Like the idea of a guy having a vagina is like, you know, there's like a sense of embarrassment maybe, or like a sense of, you know, like the inner struggle that they feel. I don't know. I think there's like some stuff up like there. And I think that some of the narrative too might be, I don't know, that specific example was just a one panel thing. It wasn't like a comic, so I don't know what the narrative was.
Yeah.
But like I'm assuming that sometimes the narrative might be like regular doujin with like regular straight doujin, if you've seen, where like the guy will use the girl's butt but won't use her vagina because like to keep her hymen intact kind of thing. I don't know if you've seen those.
Yeah, so God doesn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah, like stuff like that. So yeah. I feel like it might be maybe in that vein, perhaps, like in terms of but like there's more of like a mental turmoil because they're both dudes as well. I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm not the target audience, so I can't really speak for it. But I think it's really similar to femboys and futas, so I'm not one to question, you know?
I guess, like, if a femboy just had, like, every DLC possible, that I can see the appeal in that, right? Like, there's so many options.
Yeah.
It's, like, the ultimate embodiment for something, for somebody who is attracted to everything but can't make a decision for their life, right? Like, they lay...
It's like for, the, it's for the us bisexual, bisexuals.
It's, the,
it's
yeah,
the
it's
bisexual
for the
fantasy.
Bisexual millennials who cannot make a single decision.
You feel in a hole or you feel in a dick, you know? You can take your pick.
Yes.
Every day is different, you know?
Everything.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good point. You make a good point there.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, so that brings us to this lovely webtoon called Mr. A's Farm. And I have not been able to get Mr. A's Farm out of my fucking mind for the last 3 weeks. And I finally read it yesterday night as homework for this podcast because I wanted to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about it, you know, informed. I didn't want to go in blind, you know?
Yeah.
So I did my due diligence and I read it. And okay, I will say the first thing is that it's actually like surprisingly the story is really I wasn't I was pleasantly surprised, let's just say. I thought it was going to be really just like porn for porn, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's actually my preference. But
wait, do they have porn on Webtoon?
Not on Webtoon. So
Webtoon, I thought it was like a tapas thing.
So there's many actually Korean Webtoon sites, and then Webtoon is the one that's owned by Naver, but yeah. There's a couple other ones, and one of the other famous ones that has a lot of porn on it is called Lezen. So
yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Lezen has a lot of porn on there, but so it's on Lezen, and it was also surprisingly very like self-aware, and there was a lot of comedy in it. So despite everything and me kind of having this crazy image of it for the last 3 weeks, it actually was like, objectively, I think it was this, you know, if you don't think about the cunt boy stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of an interesting comic, and it was actually kind of funny. Like, I actually enjoyed it. It was like, okay, that was cool. So it's called Mr. A's Farm, and the big thing in Mr. A's Farm is that they have a...
Wait, it's his farm?
It's a farm. It is...
Like Old McDonald.
Yes.
Like he's got like animals and stuff?
Yes. So what I'm going to have you do...
Wait,
I'm
no,
gonna,
don't
I'm
say yes you, like that.
I'm going to have you watch this. Don't say yes this. Like that. I'm going to have you watch this. It's one of the links that I sent you, but I'm gonna send it. You can send it in your chat if you want them to also watch along. But
okay. Can I have the audio on for this? Am I allowed to send this to my chat?
I don't know.
Is it Twitch?
It's not explicit. It's not explicit.
This feels like it's okay. As long as it's
suggestive,
not
but it's not explicit.
Okay. I'll trust you.
I wouldn't put the audio on just in case, like
okay.
It might be copyrighted.
Oh.
But, okay. But you need to hear the audio. Can you turn it off for stream?
Or
is that not possible?
But then I can't hear you. I can watch it on my phone, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, I left my phone in the other room. Can you tell chat all your deepest, darkest secrets for like 5 seconds while I get
sure,
my phone?
Sure. All right, chat. It's just you and me now. I hope you guys are ready for Mr. A's Farm. Oh, I'll also throw it in the YouTube chat for those who are not. Hopefully, I don't get banned. Okay, I didn't get banned. I thought it might ban me for randomly putting a link in there, but
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Did you miss me?
I did.
Oh, that's nice. I wanted a woman to miss me. So
you know, I always
feels good.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Every week without a frequency episode is a sad week. What can I say?
That's true. We should do frequency every single week.
So true.
And overload the mixer. Okay, so I'm watching it.
All right.
You have the hands out. That looks like I don't have the sound on. Hold on. Let me mute myself, and then you can express to chat with my
No, it's okay. You can. What you should do is you should just watch it, and you can just not hear me. That's fine for a bit. And then you could... I'd rather chat hear your reaction to it.
Oh.
That's more important.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just listen through my mic.
Yeah.
Is this cum? This looks like cum. It's all clogged up. Let me help with that milking machine. What the hell? Wait. What the fuck is the milking machine? Cows are milked, hens lay eggs, dog guards the house. This is just a very ordinary farm story. Adults only, don't worry if I shove this. What the hell?
Yeah, so did you hear the glasses clink? That was something else too.
That's crazy.
So
what the hell?
In this thing, the funnier part is that the cunt boy that's getting milked, he has cow balls. So his balls have like cow print on them.
Wait, they have cow print on them?
Cow print on them and they're fuzzy.
Is the balls for making milk or is it...
No, the milk is coming out of his man boobs.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, so you have to get him... You have to forcibly impregnate the cowboy.
Well,
so that he makes milk?
He's a dairy cow, so he doesn't have to be pregnant to produce milk.
Is that how dairy cows work?
I guess
they don't have to be pregnant
to
make milk?
I don't know.
Have you ever thought about taking a sequence of hormones to generate breast milk to try your own breast milk?
No. Have you?
If I say yes, will you be disappointed in me?
No, I would say that this is incredibly on brand, honestly. But yeah,
I'm curious.
I feel like you should do it. I mean,
I'm like a curious cat.
Does it work that way? Is that possible? Can you produce breast milk without getting pregnant? Like,
yeah, you can
hormones?
Do that. Yes, you can.
Really?
Even men can do it. Men can make breast milk that way.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Men can lactate.
Well, you know, now you guys all know, if you want to try your own breast milk.
Listeners at home, start lactating. Milk yourself now.
Anyway, Mr. A's farm. Let me tell you the premise. So this guy, he goes to his uncle's farm. It's very Stardew Valley. You know, he's been living in the city and... His uncle's like, hey, I need help on the farm. Do you think you can come over? So he goes to the farm, but at the farm, his uncle is missing. And this little cow comes up to him and he goes, please, sir, like, you have to save my dad. And the guy goes into this barn and the kid's like, I was told I'm not allowed to go in there, but you got to go in and save my dad. So he goes into the barn and he finds this cow man. He has cow ears, too, and horns.
Oh.
And he is tied to a thing, like a pillar.
It's not like a free-range man.
No, he's, like, tied up, and he is hooked up to the milking machine, and he is being milked, but he is, like...
From his breasts,
From
right?
his breasts, yes, of course.
Okay.
And
from his udders.
So, yes. And so the main character is, like... Oh, no, this guy looks like he's in pain, but then he reads the manual and the manual's like, it's not going to stop until it hits full. And the current milk machine is at like 15 out of 100. And he's like, oh, shit, it's only 15%. Like, this guy looks like he's in pain. How do I help him? So obviously, the only thing he can do to help him. Well, they actually don't have intercourse. He's like, oh, it's not working because his nipples are inverted. He has inverted nipples and they're not proper. haven't properly been popped. So that's why the milking machine is. So I will help him. So he goes to his nipple and he tries to free the nipples. And then... chaos ensues. That's the sexy scene. Because then he's like, it's not coming out. Maybe I use my mouth to help get it out. And, you know, they don't fuck, but they do, you know, he does help him get milk. Then he does reach 100% and he saves the dairy cow. But
what a heartwarming.
Heartwarming.
Man milks cow to completion.
So that's the first episode. But where it gets interesting from there, though, is that actually future episodes don't really have a lot of sexual stuff, really, after that first one. The other ones, it's really... the concept is that there is this thing happening on that version of Earth where a bunch of people are being born with animal traits. And... Mm-hmm. The government is hiding that truth from, like, the general public because then there would be chaos. So they've been rounding up all the animal people and instead they've been putting them in farms to...
What the fuck?
Yeah, for produce because the, like, dairy cow human dairy cow milk and eggs that are produced by the human chickens are tastier and higher quality than like actual animals. So the government has been rounding up all the animal people. But Mr. A's farm, so the main character, his uncle, his farm is like where all of the reject animals go. Like he rescues them. It's like a rescue. And all the reject animals are there. But the problem is he went missing. And while he's missing, the government people have been showing up. And that's why that guy was like tied up and stuff.
Do you think that the government killed the uncle?
I feel like the uncle has to come back eventually is my...
I don't know. I think that all men leave is my thought process, honestly.
Well, actually, there's a lot of that in the thing because everyone has...
Men leaving?
Well, no, all of the animal people now have trauma because Mr. A, who is the uncle, Mr. A has left and now they're mad at the main character, like, you're gonna leave us too, like, we got abandoned once, like, it's gonna happen again and we're gonna be sent to the slaughterhouse and stuff like that. But what's crazy is that the eighth episode, so it hasn't aired yet, and I don't know how my former manager knew this, but there's egg laying in that one.
Yeah, so that's my question, actually, this entire time is, do these human chickens have a cloaca?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
Is it a boy pussy?
So the other thing about these animal people are all of them are... hermaphrodites is the word that they actually use in the series too. So they have, but they're like cunt boys. Like they have balls, penis, vagina, and butthole. They have all of them.
Okay.
Well, but I haven't seen the chicken's parts yet, so I don't really know what he has. But
okay, you have to report back to tell me if it's a cloaca or not, because this is really important.
Yeah, I will let you know if it's a one purpose use hole or not.
Yeah, all purpose.
Yeah, sorry, all purpose use hole.
It's a 3-in-1.
3-in-1, truly. Yeah. But I thought the cow balls were really an interesting touch that they even had. They had cow print on them. which like real cows don't have cow print on their balls, but you know, I appreciate that.
How do you know what cow balls look like?
You know, I don't, but I
because
would
what
imagine,
if they do?
No, because the print is so big on the cows, like on their backs.
Okay, well,
right?
Let me look.
Yeah,
I feel like this is a quick Google. Hold on.
Sure.
Do cows have spots on their testicles? Oh, did you know that they have a heavily muscled and pendulous scrotum?
Great. Oh, cows are females, bulls are the males. Oh, ew, it looks so naked. Why does it look so shaved?
Well, I don't know. They do. That looks like human balls.
I was just about to say, they look straight like human balls. Oh, see, right there, that one wasn't spotted.
Which one?
If you go up one more. One more. That one. The third guy.
Where? This one? Third guy. Oh, I guess you're right. They aren't spotted.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, maybe they could be, but I just haven't seen anything
yet.
No,
we just haven't seen one. They do look really, like, shaved down, though. But, you know.
They do. They're... Wait, why are they so groomed?
Who's shaving the cow balls?
Who's shaving these cow balls? Yeah. Is it
Mr. A? It's Mr. A. No, Mr. A's gone. He left.
Amalt.
But yeah, they all do. But yeah, no, wait. You should check it out. I think you should read it, and I'd be curious next week your review
on
it.
Homework
because,
time.
Like I said, I was genuinely surprised at how self-aware and like goofy it actually was. The series,
yeah, this porn where there's genocide and fascism. Mm-hmm. It's very goofy, silly.
It is silly, goofy.
Like, what is this? It's like slavery, right? They're like enslaving.
Well, so actually, if you... Wait, go click on the first episode right now.
Oh my god.
I'll send you the link again. But the funny part I want to show you is actually if you click on the first episode and here, open it in the browser. You don't have to open it big. It could just be small. And you scroll down the top, there's like warnings. Do you see the warnings?
Hold on. Contains adult, mature, smut. Oh, no. Genres. Okay,
scroll. Here, warnings.
Human rights violations. The first, this is like an official warning.
This is the first warning.
Is human rights violations. They're like, sorry guys, this doujinshi, it actually violates the Geneva Convention.
It really does.
Sawi.
I thought that was great that they added that human rights violation warning.
Yeah. And then Fudanari and also drug use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to see in a in a comic is
it's good
all
stuff.
Three of those.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah. Honestly, I like having to think about societal issues.
Yeah.
When I'm
while
jorking.
I think really curious about the egg laying one though, because that's the next episode. It's probably coming out soon actually, and I'm morbidly curious. I don't know if I want to see what I'm gonna see, but we're gonna see it. So
you're gonna see a cloaca.
Yeah, we really might. The first human cloaca.
Not the first human cloaca. I'm pretty sure Nova has a cloaca.
That's crazy. I don't really want to know about Nova's cloaca. Have you seen it?
Right? Like, she's like a lizard, right?
So, lizards also have cloacas?
Yeah, they're birds. Well, they're close to birds. Okay, lizards are not birds.
Sure.
They are. Lizards and birds are most closely related on, like, the tree,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, pretty similar. That's why everybody's like, oh, like, a velociraptor. That's like a modern-day chicken.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, because it has like the most similar DNA, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they broke off around the same, like around that time from the
tree. I didn't know that they also
evolution.
Had cloacas, though. That makes sense.
Yeah, they
that,
have
I mean,
one
that
hole.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And also, they can do parthenogenesis.
Hmm.
You know what parthenogenesis is?
I do. But.
Oh.
I don't. I'm aware of it, but I don't remember what it is.
It's so if you have a female lizard, then the female lizard,
the
if there's no men.
Lizards. Right.
Well, it's the self-cess lizard.
Yes.
Yeah. The self-cess lizard that makes a sister in the womb.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it needed another female lizard for that anyway, though.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. It just essentially like fertilizes its own egg with its own DNA.
Yeah, it's like a clone, isn't it?
It's a clone. Well, it's more like a sister because it still goes through the crossover period for the chromosomes.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
So it's a little different. I'm pretty sure it does that. I don't think it's an exact clone. I'm pretty sure genetically they're sisters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I could be wrong. I'm not like a lizard doctor.
Lizard expert? Yeah.
I'm not. I don't have a PhD in lizardology. I don't remember the
lizardology.
One for So wait, do they have the dog yet?
The dog, he's there, but he's more like a guard dog. He doesn't talk, and he just like protects and helps the main character out. But
do they speak? Do the animals speak?
Yeah, the dog doesn't though. The dog is like the non-verbal one, but everybody else speaks.
Oh,
yeah.
Same. Okay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Mood.
So they can express how their rights are being violated.
Yeah. So it was really sad because, for example, the dairy cow, the main character, dairy cow, when he was first like taken to the original farm, he was like talking to his caretakers or whatever, and he was like, please let me see my son, like I don't care where you take me, just let me go with my son. And mm-hmm. they were like, shut up, you're just a dairy cow. And then so he attacked them in like retaliation, and that's why was sent to slaughter. But then Mr. A saved him, and he was like, please, I just want my son. And then Mr. A brought him and his son to the farm. So like So that guy is like, the dairy cow guy is very like, yeah, I love Mr. A. Mr. A's the best. I'm really sad that he's like missing. That's like
that he left. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, some of the other farm animal guys are like, Mr. A abandoned us. Fuck that guy. But then the cow guy is like, to the main character, he's always like, no, your uncle's like a good man. He wouldn't leave. Like, I think it's something fish, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. 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 So I have a question.
Yeah.
If you had to be one of these farm animal people, what animal would you be?
What is this based on? Like, my comfort? Like, what do you think is the least uncomfortable thing to produce from your body? Or is it like a, based on your personality, what kind of animal would you be?
I guess both.
So
what would you want to be, and then what do you think you are?
Well, I hope I'm not anything that produces anything. Like, if I could be the dog or something, that would be great, because then I don't have to. Well, so this is the thing about this fucking webtoon, right? Is like I said, yeah. I came for the fucking porn, and then I came out like sad. It's like reading metamorphosis or something. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, you were sad by that?
Metamorphosis made me so sad. I came out like depressed.
You were sad?
Yeah. Oh. Also, I already had no faith in humanity, and then I came out with that. I literally came out of that series like, how do you not read this and not hate men? Like, the series, whoever wrote this person...
That's your problem. I went into it already hating men.
I mean, yeah, but I was like, how could they... Like, whoever wrote this hates men. Every man is irredeemable in the story. It's just so sad. Like, I think, like, every point, you just feel really bad for her. Like, she just always constantly gets, like, taken advantage of, and it's, like, really, really, really sad. Anyway, but also Mr. A's farm, the whole thing right now with the fucking chicken guy, we haven't gotten to his like full arc yet, but they've set up the beginning of his arc, and his whole thing is that when he lays the eggs, he's like, these are my babies, because he's a chicken. Mm-hmm. So when he lays the eggs, those are his babies.
And oh my God, they keep taking away. He's like sad.
Yeah.
And they, so like with normal chickens, what they do is they replace the eggs with like ping pong balls. So they think they still have eggs.
Oh, well, so, yeah, so he doesn't get ping pong balls, and obviously he's not give him stupid enough, balls. I guess. But, I don't know, maybe it'd work. But, yeah, they don't give him ping pong balls, they just take his eggs. So his whole thing is, like, he was the number one, like, producer in that farm because he laid really good eggs, like, really high-quality eggs. So he was keeping the farm afloat from his egg production. But he stopped producing eggs. He refuses to produce eggs because they keep taking his eggs away from him.
His babies.
Yeah. And he's like really angry about it. So everybody else on the farm gives him shit. Like, you could have saved this farm. Mr. A left because of you. Like, you were the blah, blah, blah. And then he has like all this trauma and he's just really sad and doesn't want to lay eggs because he just doesn't want to get his babies taken away from him. And then so at the end of the latest episode, it's like that evil guy from the government is trying to force him to lay eggs with drugs. Yeah. And so I'm assuming in next episode.
When you say it like that, I'm like, I can't hold a straight face together. The evil guy from the government is trying to make this man lay more eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Down with the man. How dare they?
The FBI agent's up to something crazy this time around.
So I think the next episode, the main character is going to save the chicken guy. And then the chicken guy will probably lay eggs willingly for the main character because it's like, you know, it's porn. So.
Yeah. So it's got to work out.
Yeah.
Well, I think the other situation is, do you know that eggs can get stuck?
Oh, I have heard of that. And can't they die? Can't the chicken die?
Yeah, they can die. So right now, this chicken, this fictional chicken man, is in a dire situation.
Yeah, so like the main character bumped into him a couple times, and the guy was like, he like physically bumped into him once, and the guy was like, I think he's pregnant. But he didn't know, I don't think he knew he was a chicken. So he actually asked one of the other farmhands, like, can you guys get pregnant? And they were like, huh, I don't know. And then that's when it cut the scene to him holding in his eggs and the government guy threatening him with drugs. Yeah. So,
damn.
Yeah, it's deep. It gets deep.
That's crazy. Well, if the chicken doesn't give birth, he could literally die.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. So I think my other guess is that the evil government agent guy might not be evil. Like, it's like one of those things where everything he's doing is perceived as evil, but he's actually like helping. You know what I mean? Like one of those kind of characters where...
Oh my God. And then What if the chicken and him fall in love because the cow is already taken? Are they monogamous?
They're not in a relationship, but I feel like because the main character is the main character, I feel like it's a harem. I feel like he's just going to have sex with everyone. You know what
it's
I mean?
One of those. Yeah.
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 I feel like it has
to be. Do you think this comic is written for women or for men?
Oh, 100% meant for women. 100%.
Really?
1,000% actually, yeah. And it's written by a woman.
Guys would like the guy like chicken eggs.
I'm sure there is a subset of men who would like that. I'm not saying that there isn't, and I'm sure there are men who would enjoy it, but I definitely think this one in particular is meant for the ladies.
Okay.
I think it's also just like the way that they draw the characters. Like they're very like effeminate men, if that makes sense.
They're
like all buff. They're buff as hell, but they're really pretty.
Twunks?
Yeah. Something like that.
Wait, what's the like muscular version of a twink?
Isn't it just a Bara?
No, because Bara is like manly.
Right. I don't know. I didn't know that there was a word. Is it really a twunk? Is that really a word?
I think it might be twunk. Yeah, because twink hunk. It's twunk.
Twink hunk.
Yeah. It's a twink hunk, a twunk.
A twunk. Okay, I didn't know. Today I learned. I learned a new word.
Do you know all your homosexual nomenclature?
No, because I do not consume BL outside of femboys. So.
Okay, I'm not talking about BL. I'm talking about gay people, Limina.
Oh, well, like, I mean, okay, so my cousin is gay, but he's gay in Korea. And I think the things that they talk about in Korea, so the way that he talks about gay people, we talk in English, but like the way he talks about his friends and stuff in Korea, I don't think it's the same, actually. I don't think I
you
have
only
any
know
American,
one gay person.
I don't think I know any American. I'm not like super close with like any American gay people. I don't think I have a lot of lesbian friends, but I don't have a lot of gay friends. No, like obviously I have gay friends, but not like close enough where we talk about that stuff. If that makes sense,
where they teach you all the nomenclature.
Yeah, like we're just like friends, you know. Like
even your lesbian friends don't teach you all those things.
My lesbian friends have told me about lesbian bed death, for example, like that. Those are the things that they tell me about the Subarus.
U-hauling.
U-hauling, Subarus. So I know more about lesbian stuff because I have more close lesbian friends than I do close gay friends. But my closest gay quote unquote friend is my cousin and he lives in Korea. But so he does tell me stuff. But I think the Korean gay culture is like obviously really different to American gay culture.
There's
actually an app in Korea if you're gay, like a dating app, and you categorize yourself as like an animal, so you know, like bears and stuff. That's like pretty normal, but like the other body types are all animals, so you pick your own animal and then you pick the animals that you're interested in, which I think is really interesting because it kind of goes around like so you don't have to pick from a list that goes, I'm skinny, I'm buff, you know, or whatever. You can kind of get around that.
You'd be like, I'm a bear.
Right. It's like bear. Tiger is like if you're just buff. Because, you know, bear is like kind of fluffy. Tiger is buff. I forget what the other ones were. I think like one is like a raccoon. I think that's like if you're skinny or something. I don't know. There's like a whole like fucking
raccoon
list.
Okay, we have to like compare them because I can name the gay ones for like American gays, but I am unaware of a raccoon gay. When I think raccoon gay, actually, I think about my friend Stinky, who definitely has dumpster dove.
Okay.
And like he would like twerk in like the study rooms to like Kesha while like brushing his teeth.
Amazing.
So maybe that's similar. I don't know if if that also accounts for personality, the animal type, or is it just body type?
It's purely body type. It's purely body type.
It's just body type.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So in
I mean, I don't know if raccoon was one. That was just one that I think was one, but I don't really remember. There was like a whole, like, it's really cute though. Like they all had like little icons. So like when you click on someone's profile, it shows like their icon, like which animal icon they are. And then it shows all the animal icons that they're interested in. And it only matches you to the ones that, you know, that have you listed in their interest. Right. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was a really cute thing that I've seen. Yeah. Also, yeah. I would like to state that I actually do not have that many friends. I think that's my problem. I don't socialize. I'm gonna put that out there right now. I don't talk to a lot of people. I will say that I'm a very isolated person. So I have people that I like know and I would loosely call my friends, but I have very few people that I'm really close to that I would actually like feel comfortable asking them or talking to them about like this or that, you know? Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that's my, so like your friend twerking while brushing is like, I would never see anything like that because I don't socialize with people.
Well, you went to college. So like,
yeah, but
are there no gay people in college?
No, I have a college friend who is gay, for example, but like
he was like put together gay. Okay, so I was friends with like the messy gays. I love a sloppy gay. They're my favorite because I'm a sloppy white woman. So I think
my like college people. I call my friends in college. I think I have like five people I could name right now.
Oh wow!
Like I do not. I don't talk to
people. I'm like the same for me though.
I'm like really, 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 really. I'm very introverted and I actually don't really socialize and I don't talk to people and I have a very difficult time making friends. So I don't really have a lot of, you know.
I can fix her. I can fix her.
I think also my college experience was a little weird because I went to one college and then I transferred to a different college and then I transferred again. Mm-hmm. Because I was changing majors and I was trying to do more major specific schools.
Oh,
yeah. So like I went to like a normal school first and then I went to an art school and then I ended up going to like a different school after. So it was like, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you went to art school. Wait, no, I think you did tell me that you went to art school, but then I forgot about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
I'm a bad friend.
I also sometimes forget that I went to art school. But I made like no friends in art school because
incredibly it's like a different vibe, right? Like art school
but
is
I'm
like
also
whole...
just really socially anxious, so I feel like in college you had to like really put yourself out there to talk to people, and I think people when they look at me they get like intimidated, so they don't talk to me. So all of my friends in college actually, a large majority of them were not from school; it was from fucking cosplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
From cosplay, and I worked at a maid cafe. So I had a lot of maid cafe friends. And actually, some of my closest friends to this day, I met at my roommate, I met at maid cafe, actually.
Can you send me pictures of you in your little maid outfit?
I would. I genuinely would, but I actually don't have any.
No, the Library of Alexandria is burning.
I know.
History has been erased.
Because Amoria asked me for the same thing, and I genuinely tried to scour the internet, and I could not find a photo or even a video. Because I actually even like performed, you know, like on stage and stuff. but I don't have any videos of
it. I never got to see it.
Yeah, those are long gone days, unfortunately.
Do you remember any of the songs?
Yeah, I actually do.
Can I get a Become Tastier? Can I get a Moe Moe Kyun?
I was definitely a different person by then. We sang this song that's like a really famous maid cafe song that's like Mune Mune Kyun Mune Kyun Mune Kyun Kyun. And you do like a little chicken dance. It's yeah. Speaking of chickens, you know.
Yes. Cluck, cluck like a chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Wait, did you watch that?
Yeah, I did when you sent it to me. It's literally that. It's literally that. Oh my God. Everything comes back to that.
Oh, it all comes. Yeah, it all comes back to that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I actually have a funny story. When I was working in Maid Cafe, I had saved my money because I was a poor college student, remember? And I saved my money, and I back then to import stuff from Japan, this was ye old day. So back then it was really, really, really expensive to import anything from Japan and really difficult, honestly.
I had to have a shopping service and shit.
Yeah, it was really expensive too. And the yen was really strong. So like everything cost like twice the amount that it would now. And I saved up my money and I actually bought a really nice new maid dress. And I was really excited to wear this new maid dress to my next maid cafe thing. And I went to a friend's house, one of the other maids. I went to her house. And actually, someone stole my maid dress out of my car. They broke into my car, broke my passenger window.
Oh my God, what the hell?
And stole all the shit out of my car, including my brand new maid dress I never got to wear. So thanks, guy, whoever that guy is that took my... You stole... I hope
Why
you're happy
you
that you stole a
maid
child's
outfit?
Dreams.
That's
hopes
evil.
And dreams.
Wait, you were a child and you were wearing a maid outfit?
I wasn't actually a child, but I guess like to me, that was like I was a child. You know what I mean?
You were like baby-ish.
I think I was working at the maid cafe from when I was 18 till I was 20. So I was basically a child.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, you are like a kid when you're like 18. Your brain is not like... Yeah. That's why I feel like some of the younger girls... And Glitch Stars, like, I really have to protect them because, like, they're so young. I used to feel this way about Nova, too. I wanted to protect her really hard, but then she was just mean to me all the time. So I was like, whatever. It's fine. She'll survive. She's got teeth. She can fight.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I would love for maybe next episode we can have the topic be you guess what animals mean what things in American gay.
Okay, I'm down for the American gay test.
Yeah, and maybe you can bring the Korean version.
I'll try to ask my cousin.
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
We can tell about our favorite gay interactions with the same sex. Like how many times we've
gone
had
rejected?
A crush on a girl and then
how many times we've gotten rejected by women? Like, is that what we're gonna start? We're just trauma dumping? Is that what the next episode is gonna be?
We start tallying. We go rejection for rejection.
Oh God. Oh, you know, to be fair, after the second time I learned my lesson and I just stopped.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, wait, did you have that issue where you would like fall in love with your best friend and then your best friend was straight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we both talked about that before, actually.
Yeah, we talked about this. It's still traumatizing to this day. I think every bisexual like feels that way.
Yeah. And then I just stopped confessing. I think that helped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I never confessed, but...
Oh. I did.
Well, I guess I just got like super jealous when they got like a boyfriend and I was like,
oh,
why do you have a boyfriend when you're like literally cuddling me?
Yeah.
Like in your underwear in my bed.
Oh, well, I didn't
like
do
that's
that.
Gay, right? That's gay. That's fucking gay.
That is
this
really
is homosexual.
Gay.
That's one of the most gay things that could possibly happen.
They did that and then they got a boyfriend.
Yes, and then they got a boyfriend and he was just like a mediocre white dude.
I feel like that's almost cheating.
Right.
Like borderline cheating.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Why is it always that like you see the most beautiful Asian woman in the entire universe? And she's like gorgeous. She has an amazing personality. She's a genius. And then, like, she just decides to date, like, the, like, most gamer white boy of all time.
Okay, you know, I actually have an actual answer for that.
Yeah?
Because most white, I'm not saying not all white men, don't come for me, chat.
Hashtag not all white men.
Not all, hashtag also, not all white men, but most white men don't have trauma. And many Asian Americans have trauma, like a lot of home trauma.
Like, you don't want the baggage.
No. So there's a lot of specifically home trauma. Like most Asian kids, especially like around my age, got like beat growing up. So it's a lot about like that sort of evading that and feeling like, wow, this guy's like so trauma free. His family's so nice to him and me. Mm-hmm. And they're not like aggressive and mean. Like my family.
But sometimes they are just like a little bit racist, probably.
Probably, but like in a good way because you're a cute Asian girl. You know what I mean?
But like they're like trying their best. They like mean well.
Yeah. It's not like it's not like evil racism. It's just like ignorant racism. But like,
yeah,
I think genuinely when I see my female friends who are Asian, who have white boyfriends or husbands, I think those girls have a lot of family trauma and they feel like a sense of escape because most white men, not all white men, most white men have very loving households who have like parents who love them and who don't beat them and don't have insane expectations for them and aren't really mean. And then they're also gamers because that helps cross over into the Asian like interests because like, you know, you might like anime and stuff or whatever. It has a little bit more of like your Venn diagram is a little bit bigger. So anyway, that is my observation. It is true for the people around me. So I'm going to say it's a little more than a theory. It's my observation. But obviously it's not all couples and it's not all white men. And it's not all Asian women. But
I don't know. I've had multiple white men be like, I wish that you were Asian.
Okay, well, those people just have that's yellow like weird, fever. Right? That's different.
They literally, there are so many. That's just yellow fever.
That's just yellow fever. Those people are weird. Like, that's weird.
It's so weird.
Okay,
like,
it'll be like the third date,
and they'll be like, I really wish that you were like that's, Japanese. I'm
that's
like,
insane.
Yeah, you and like 20,000 other white guys, obviously.
That's really weird. But I will say that I think there's no shame if you are only attracted to a certain race. Like, I think that does genuinely happen to people. And I think there's a little bit more of a stigma on that than there needs to be. I think it's different to fetishize a race, but it's okay to genuinely only be attracted to a certain race. Like,
I have
a friend and she is Asian and she only is attracted to black men. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
it's just random. Like, I don't think she can help it. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like she's fetishizing
that. No, my sister's
that
way too.
Yeah,
no,
like, it's just if you are attracted to a certain type of person, I think that's fine. But if you're doing it because of like some sort of fetish or because you think that those people are a certain way, like how a lot of yellow fever people think that, like, oh, I want
an obedient, submissive, nice Asian girl, libertarian guys with Asian wives.
Yeah, like, oh, she's gonna be so shy and quiet and not opinionated. Like, girl, the Asian American women are like one of the most opinionated people I've ever met. Like, trust me. Like, you don't want to fuck with that. Like, so I think that's why it's like different. I think that's the difference in it, right? It's like if you just physically are attracted to one type of race, like I don't think there's any harm in that. And I think we put we put too much of a stigma on that because of the fetishization stuff. But I think we can kind of separate the two, and I think that's totally fine. Like, if you happen to be a white guy and you are only physically attracted to Asian women, like, there's actually nothing wrong with that. And I feel like that's totally fine. As long as you're not doing it. Like, it just really depends on what, like, why, right? Like, what you're doing it.
What the motivation is there.
Right.
Because if you're coming at it from, like, a pure heart perspective, it's not an issue.
My
love for Latinos is a pure heart thing.
You know, that's fair. I guess that's why you like that's why you like Nova.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why you're married.
Yeah, that's why we're married. Because she's, well, she's half, right? She's half Latina. She's Latin-talian. Right? I think she's Latin-talian or something.
Yeah, she is Latin-talian.
She's kind of like the best part, like, of
best of both worlds.
Yeah, best of both worlds. Pasta plus...
You get pasta plus, down.
Yeah, yeah. Pasta plus... I don't remember. I think she's Colombian,
I think. Yeah,
yeah, Colombian. Yeah, pasta and coffee? I don't know if there's like a Colombian region. That's true. You get like espresso and you get like the good stuff. Plus cocaine. Honestly, Nova is like premium wife material.
Cocaine? Wait, where's cocaine from?
Colombia.
Cocaine's from Colombia?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
You ever wonder why Nova's like that? It's not the cocaine. That's slander. I'm sorry, guys. It's all the energy from the coffee.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny that there's like a subsect of people out there who genuinely use cocaine to like Adderall, like to focus, to like do work.
Oh my God. I knew somebody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had like undiagnosed ADHD and he, instead of like going to get a diagnosis, would just do cocaine.
I think for some people, it like genuinely helps them. It's like not about, like getting high. It's like literally like about doing work. Which is kind of insane.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing about cocaine, especially right now, is that there's so much fentanyl in every,
there's
like,
street drug.
Fentanyl
everything. Literally
you can't,
everything.
You can't do cocaine. They fucking ruined cocaine. Like, I was always, you know, on my bucket list to eventually maybe do, like, cocaine off of, like, a hot woman's ass. I've never done cocaine. I've never done, like, illicit drugs like that.
Me neither.
Like, I just like the idea, right, of, like, there's, like, a hot woman... And she's got her butt cheek out and there's a line and we're at a party and it's like fun, you know, it's like a fun like situation for everyone.
Yeah.
But like I can't do that because there's like fent in all of the supply.
Literally fentanyl's in everything. It's like actually kind of insane. Like it's kind of scary, really, because I feel like there's a lot of people who do like recreational street drugs, you know, that are not like. Because, okay, I think, like, there's, like, a stigma to street drugs, right? Like, of, like, oh, you're an addict or, like, you're, like, abusing it or you're doing it to be evil or whatever. But there are, like, a large subset of people who do it, like, you know, just occasionally for fun, for a party or for, like, a rave or something.
A recreational thing.
Yeah, just, like, it's not, like, anything crazy. They're just trying to have a good time. And I feel like it completely ruined it for those kind of people. And, like, it's just really... Really sad to see, you know?
Yeah, the electronic dance music festival people are all reeling from the way that the drug supply has gotten tainted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunate.
No, but like, genuinely, do not do drugs. Don't do street drugs, Chad.
No,
like,
don't do it. It's not worth it anymore.
If you die of fentanyl, then how are you supposed to watch episode 7 of Frequency?
True! Oh, speaking of The Frequency, which is the podcast we're on right now, I actually had one more doujin I wanted to talk to you about, introduce you to.
Okay.
This one...
Right now?
You're gonna like this one.
Okay.
This one is called The Three-Legged Hero.
Oh. Really?
Let me read
you... I wonder what the third leg is.
I'm gonna read you the synopsis. On stream.
Okay, read me the synopsis.
One day, a gate suddenly opened up on Earth, and through that gate came pouring out monsters from the dungeon. To combat that...
This is like solo leveling, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is like fucking Korean, this, all of that.
Yeah, it's a lot, you know.
To combat that, humans awakened special abilities. And here
is
an S-rank ability user who is depressed over not being able to date anyone because of his awakened ability. That person is Ash, a paladin who literally wields a lightsaber, for he possesses a ginormous glowing penis.
Yeah. Does it glow blue?
It's actually hilarious. If you see the it's, you know when series in porn, they censor the penis by glowing it?
Yeah.
It's that. Mm-hmm. Except it's massive. It's like half his torso. It's like his entire torso. Like it's the length of his entire torso. Sorry, it continues. On a certain day, Ash was clearing out a dungeon as usual when an ability user named Roos, who possesses the ability of nullification, appears before him and starts playing with him. In that instant, Ash instinctively feels it. This person is the only one who can handle my dick. Can Ash obtain Roos's heart? A full-blown erotic comedy between a hero and a villain.
This is the only woman I can ever fuck.
It's well, they're both men, but yeah, it's that.
Oh, it's yaoi.
It's yaoi. It's yaoi.
Wait, okay. What is yaoi in Korean?
It's just BL.
Oh, okay. There's a really special Korean.
I have to show you. I have to show you this screenshot.
Yeah, show me the screenshot of the penis.
Ash as a child.
Oh, as a child.
When his powers first awakened.
Oh no, his willy is a monster. Oh. Whack, that guy's willy is glowing. Oh, jeez. The lightsaber dick.
His lightsaber dick, and the way that he attacks monsters is, one, he whacks
Does he helicopter it?
No, he like whacks it. Like he bitch slaps them, but like with his penis. And then the second way that he does it is he cooms on them. And when his coom is like lava. It like it's like a laser. It's like a laser. He shoots a laser.
Mamie, no, don't listen. Mamie, don't listen. Mamie, close your ears. Close your ears.
It's pretty hilarious. I didn't like it as much as Mr. A's Farm because I like social commentary, so I thought the social commentary bit was really interesting and had me hooked. But this one is just actually like slapstick comedy. And you should read the first episode at least because it's just really funny. I didn't like read all of this one. This one has a lot more episodes out, but after a while, I was like, okay, I get the joke. I'm over
He's
it.
He's slapping his thing around.
Yeah, like, okay, haha, hee hee haha. And then I was like, okay, sure. I mean, it was really funny in the beginning.
Yeah, but there's no like fascism in this one.
I don't know. I didn't get to the fascism yet. I'm sure there is. I feel like, okay, weirdly, almost all BL is like social commentary. Like, I would say 90% of BL is social commentary.
Do you think that stems from the fact that women live like in a state where they are always politicized? Our bodies are politicized. Like,
yeah, probably.
All of that.
I think it has like, a lot to do with that.
Yeah. So it's a place where we're mentally engaged because we're already so used to it. We can't really separate ourselves.
It's crazy because I do think that part of it is like really subconscious too. Like if you think about the Omegaverse, the Omegaverse is also extremely like social commentary.
Yeah, 99% it's just redoing misogyny.
It literally is it's just a social commentary
it's like,
on
what
misogyny.
If,
it's
what
like,
if men experience misogyny because they could give birth and they got horny.
Literally that's what it is. If you really like look into it, and it's a lot of like it's also just like a lot of not just misogyny, but it also is a lot of class hierarchy. Because
yeah, lots
it talks,
of classism.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of classism because it talks about like, oh, the alphas are always like treated better and like, you know, they
Rich.
Have like social advantages in society. Like they're able to climb social ladders or get better jobs. Like it always starts out like that. And it's like, oh, I'm an Omega, so I'm never going to get a job. Or like Omegas aren't allowed to have jobs. Oh my god, I read this one Omegaverse one where it was like in this society Omegaverse in Omegas are not allowed to have jobs because it's like it's again social commentary where they're like, oh, they're gonna like distract all the alphas with their pheromones and all the alphas aren't gonna be able to help themselves
Which is
around
true.
These.
That's true. That's why women shouldn't have jobs either, because they'll
so
distract
true.
Men with
we
their
shouldn't
pheromones.
Have jobs. Can we just not have can we actually Can we talk about that? I don't want a job. Can we go back to society where we didn't have jobs?
No, I want a bank account.
Oh, I do want a bank account, but I don't want a job.
Yeah.
I liked it the problem with that is that we weren't allowed to have jobs.
Yeah. Well, women always worked. It's just that we worked like in other ways.
Well, I guess so. I guess you're right. But anyway,
there's always going to be work to be done.
Anyway, in that particular Omegaverse series, I thought it was interesting because you would see it and you're like, oh, yeah, the social commentary is like how like women, you know, if they dress a certain way, maybe like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Right. So it's like social commentary on like the office hierarchies and men being in power, whatever. But the problem is that in the middle of the series, the girl, she's an Omega, because it was a straight Omegaverse. It wasn't,
straight Omegaverse.
It was straight Omegaverse, but she actually she goes into heat and then it causes problems in the company. And the CEO.
I think that I have read this one.
You probably have, because I think it's a pretty famous one. The CEO saves her in the stairwell or whatever.
He like fingers her or whatever.
Yes, 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 yes. You read this one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yes, I was like, no, you can't do it. This is, I thought this was supposed to be social commentary. This is, you're making it, you're giving them like they're right. They shouldn't be going to work. Like, what do you mean? What is this? It was not good. And then she gets like promoted or whatever, right? Because like he wants to like protect her. Like,
well, they have to be close to each other, right?
Yeah, it was horrible. I was like, this is not good. This is the reverse of what we're trying to do here, I thought.
Yeah. No. Anyway. There's a lot of that. I feel like even like what was it? Ice Planet Barbarians. You ever read that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's like, I know you primarily read like comics that are smut, but this is during the pandemic, a lot of things happened, and one of the things that happened to me in particular is that I got onto Book Talk. Do you know what Book Talk is?
I do know Book Talk.
Yeah, so Book Talk is like the epitome of degeneracy, and so I got really into a bunch of these books that you could read for free on Kindle.
Did you read the Praying Mantis one?
No, I haven't read it.
I have to send you that one.
You have to send it to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ice Planet Barbarians is about this group of girls that get like abducted from Earth by like these aliens, and then they crash onto like a different planet because one of the girls breaks out once she's getting you know, like assaulted by like one of the aliens or whatever, and then they crash the ship onto a frozen planet that they call Not Hoth because they're very original and it's also not Star Wars. And they meet these aliens and they're blue and they're huge and they have a nub.
Okay, how big is
above
the nub?
Their thing? It's enough for stimulation above where you,
I see where this is going. Okay. And they can never go back to normal sex again.
Yeah. So what happens is like there's like a lack of women in this ice planet barbarian home.
Okay.
Ice planet barbarian like. Planet?
Okay.
Ice planet.
Yeah.
There's a lack of women. There's a lack of blue women.
Okay.
And so they experience like I guess it would be like a cultural exchange. Like they're experiencing all this like there's obviously misogyny or whatever and everything, and like obviously the guy is like super protective, which is like really hot. But like
the barbarian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they have to like learn how to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
From like scratch.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like there's all sorts of issues they get into that like you wouldn't, like you're not gonna have like sexual assault in like a porn like made by men, I think. Unless that's the whole appeal, you know?
No,
like,
because
the whole story
is
based off of that. Oh no.
Like,
because for this, this is just like a thing that happens in the beginning, so they can crash the spaceship.
Like the grape tag.
Oh, well, that's different. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, you're not going to get, like, that for, like, plot forwarding.
Isn't that, like, what happens in Goblin Slayer?
Well, that's not porn. That's a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but it's basically...
You think people jerked it to that?
Oh, 100%.
Ugh. I can't imagine getting my rocks off to, like, normal anime.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that either.
You know?
Actually, maybe I have.
Maybe you have.
Maybe I have. Now I take that back. I probably have. I think I've talked about this. Mine was totally spies. That was my vice.
Okay, well, that's different. That's like literally fetish porn.
That's not porn though.
Okay, I'm sure there was the mind control episode and you were like, whoa.
It was the mind control episode.
Yep. Yup. I knew it.
But I would say that getting off to Totally Spies is like getting off to Goblin Slayer. Like in my opinion, I feel like those two are pretty similar, you know?
No, it's different. It's different.
Really?
They don't have mind control in Goblin Slayer.
That's true. You know what? You're absolutely right. You're totally right.
I know.
If they did have that, then it would be a different story, but...
Yeah.
Yes? Mm-hmm. No, what were you going to say?
I think that's all the time I have for
today. Oh! Wow, that was a really fast
episode.
That was
a fast episode. I'm sorry.
We just yabbed too much.
Yeah, we got to the point. We covered our topic this time.
We did cover our topic this time. We did. It took us a second to get there, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, it always does.
It's okay. I mean, we always come back, though. We always come back.
It always
loops completely around, yeah. But thanks for having me. I'm very excited to embark on this new journey.
This wonderful journey.
Of the frequency.
As freaks together.
Truly.
On the frequency.
I've had people that are my real life friends tell me that they listen to this. And I am...
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't tell anybody that know in real life that I do this.
I think people have been surprised. But I've also been told... Nah, it's some of the best content that they've seen. I've had friends, and I sent you one of my friends' screenshots, who are now Leah Oshi. They all Oshi Leah now.
They Oshi me.
They do. So it's like Jesus Christ. But I'm very excited for the journey ahead. Excited for episode 7, where we're going to talk
about 7
American gays and
pride,
Korean
gays. The pride special.
The pride special. You're so right.
The cross-cultural pride special.
Yep. Excited for that. Yeah.
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 Okay, guys. Well, this has been Frequency, and we'll see you next time. And you
can
find
this
on all your favorite podcast platforms. We are on Spotify, we are on Apple Music, we are on Amazon Podcast. I think like one other thing, and then also on there's a YouTube version that is fully edited. So if you want to listen instead of watch, you can find that there.
And right, high quality audio.
Yeah, thanks to our lovely producer.
Yes.
All right.
All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.